Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shir number 595. Today, we're just going to wrap up lesson 9, and we're going to start talking about lesson number 10. To finalize lesson number 9, the last page, which we didn't do last time, we're just going to continue. He talks about the emotional health aspects of marital relationship. In addition to physical health, it's clear from the words of the Yaivitz that we talked about in the last shir, look at shir number 594, that the proper healthy mindset of relations improves emotional health. Rosh Moshe Shechado had said that the stipler told me, based on the teachings of the Yaivitz, he advised people who were depressed and lacked motivation to increase their intimacy with their wives, they need to do that. If they lack motivation, they need to increase their intimacy with their wives, because that brings joy into the physical soul. It brings joy. There's a selection of the Stipler's words that are found in his Igros Kodesh. It's a small booklet that contains his teachings and the Chazon Ish's teachings regarding marital intimacy. We had separate shiurim on this on the Sunday series a while back. We may reprint it soon. Anyone who wants it could WhatsApp me. I could send you both the copy of the Igros Kodesh as well as the shiurim there. And over there it says, Al Dover Ima Shenafla B'Marash Chayra, regarding one who has fallen into depression. He should basically instruct his wife to talk to him, to tell him words of intimacy, to words of closeness. Maybe he's conducting himself with intimacy too infrequently. But in truth, that is his healing. To increase the intimacy is like his medicine and his healing. Like it's brought down in the Siddur HaYaivetz. The Etzli, the Stipler says, I personally had an experience. Someone fell into a great depression. And through talking to him, it was very, very clear. Because he learned Musar. He only practiced intimacy once a week with his wife, only once a week, b'Shabbos, only on Shabbos. The gamzeh m'techar b'kavonis, and he also had these precise intentions. V'dafka b'diyuk b'chatzos, and exactly at midnight, over mehiras, and very quickly. V'amarti loy, and I told him, the stipler says, I told this person, she'yarba m'metzasayna, to increase marital intimacy, afila gimel v'dala pamim b'shavua, even 3 and 4 times a week, v'afila yoyser, and even more than 4 times a week. And again, in some matzavim, very, very constant. Over kiruv chibuk v'nishuk, and with hugging, and with kissing, and embracing. V'til akel and baruch Hashem, who chazer v'nasa bari gomer, he became completely emotionally healthy. V'ra'ina b'chush atas ha'yayivis ma'yalas ma'ayib. You know, people are cynical about this. Yeah, this is just a good way to get more of that type of thing by just saying you're depressed. It doesn't work that way. But it definitely is no question. Again, we're talking about normal people here that try their best to fight their evil inclination and work very hard towards it. That it could bring healing and emotional health, both for a wife and both for a husband. Marital intimacy, the sexual aspects of it, all aspects of it, is a great Pesach for healthy emotional health. It helps relieve stress. It helps relieve depression, downness, anxiety when used the right way. And you use it for that kavana and, of course, for the union itself because you love each other. It brings a full rapport. We're going to turn to lesson number 10 now. Lesson 10 is saying understanding the evil inclination. And it is a very, very important chapter because we don't understand how our own evil inclination works. And when we do, it could bring a tremendous healing. The topic is multifaceted. He's going to focus, Rav Moshe Shechadowitz, on the taiva part of the Yetzer Hara, because that's what we're talking about, marital intimacy, which is connected to physical sexual desire. So he's discussing 4 points about physical desire between men and women that it's important to know. The first point he's going to discuss is the benefit of the Yetzer Hara, the benefit and the danger, if it becomes an end in and of itself. This is what it means, v'ahavtas Hashem lekecha, to serve Hashem bechol levavecha b'shnei yitzarecha, with both your yetzer tov and with the yetzer hara. So the first aspect is ways to serve Hashem with your yetzer hara, but to be careful, because if it becomes an end in and of itself, it could make you fall. That's number one. Number two, how you could be ma'or in a healthy way the yetzer hara to be used properly in physical, marital, sexual intimacy. The Taima Devaira, the Ramak, Ramosha Cordovero, in Perek Vav, says, Omitzad Zeh. And because for this, meaning for the marital union, Ya'ir HaYetzahara LaHavasa, you awaken the Yetzahara to use that as a vehicle to open up your feelings of love towards your wife. The third aspect is the additional challenge and state of impurity that was caused by the Chet Eitz Hadas. Don't think that this is just theoretical. The knowledge of what happened by the Eitz Hadas and what changed from before and after the Eitz Hadas, which Derech Hashem talks about in the Ramchal, and Das Tfunis talks about in Ramchal, is extremely important for us to understand ourselves in a very practical way and how to handle the Eitz Hara. And the fourth thing, which is the most important, is how to achieve a proper approach to intimacy after we've been exposed to the Chet Eitz Hadas. So the question is a man's physical desire for a woman good or bad? Or the other way around too, is a woman's physical desire for her husband good or bad? And when did this desire take place? Was it already there from before the Chet Eitz Hadas? Or did it only come after the Chet Eitz Hadas? Because basically, the Torah, and through the whole 6 days of creation, different things happen, and the Torah and Hashem said on the creation almost every day, Monday it didn't, and then Tuesday it said it twice. Look at the Mefarshim there, why? And it says, Hine ki toiv. Ki toiv, it was good. At the end of the creation, one pshat is looking at the overall creation as a whole. But most Befarshim say it's really going on the creation of man when he created a human being, where, of course, it wasn't only good. He has a Yetzer Hara too. He said, Toiv Ma'id. And then, right, that's what it says. Vayar Elkim is Kol HaShas. He saw everything he made. Vine Toiv Ma'id. It was very good. You know, Rav Vignoli always used to say, when it says very good, it means very, 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 very good. And the Medrash explains, Toiv, when it says good, that's the Yetzer Toiv. Ma'id, very good, the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara makes it very good. V'chi Yetzer Hara Toiv Ma'id? So what does it mean? The Yalkut Shemayni asked us. This is in Perek Aleph Remez Tesvav. What does it mean, the Yetzer Hara is very good? It's called Ra, Yetzer Ra. What do you mean it's Toiv Ma'id? Ella, it means, Shelule Yetzahara, if it wouldn't be for the Yetzahara, Loi Bana Adam Bayis, he wouldn't build a home, Veloi Nasa Isha, wouldn't marry, Veloi Hoilad Ben, wouldn't have children, Veloi Nasa Vanas, and they wouldn't be engaged in business. So the words very good holds a double message. It's good because of the Yetzer Toiv, but Hashem made a special excitement for the creation of man that it's Toiv Ma'oid regarding the Yetzahara. So you see from here that the birthday of the Yetzahara was here by the creation of Adam Arishain, even before the Chet Eitz Hadas was committed. Even pre-Chet Eitz Hadas, there was a significant power within a person or in his nature, which we're going to talk about exactly how that worked, in Adam Arishain before the sin. And it's Toiv Ma'id. Because without it, you wouldn't become properly involved in the physical world. And Hashem wanted the physical world to have people with homes and with families. That's not possible without the Yetzer Hara. So what makes the Yetzer Hara very good, it's not that it's the best part of creation, but it has the unique quality of goodness when it's used as a means to bring the creation to the greatest state of completion that Hashem desires. Or like the Medrash Tanchuma says, Dira B'tachtonim, to live and dwell in this world. So, although Hashem placed the Yetzer Hara in a man to drive him to engage in marital relations, so also by Adam Arishon and Chava, before the Eitz Hadas, if they had there was a desire awakened, he would have physical intimacy with his wife. because of that awakeness of that desire. There's nothing evil about it whatsoever in this interaction. The problem is today, because of the confused world we live in, many believe that intimacy is a form of immorality, and just that Hashem permitted it in order to have children. What are you going to do? You know, b'di'eved, what are you going to do? But it's a form of immorality. Many married couples really feel this way. You know they need to have children, they know they need to do, but overall in the real back of their mind, why some people find it distasteful or they feel a certain unhealthy shame about it is because they feel, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is what the goyim do. This is what the Hollywood does. This is what the movies show. You know, because, you know, to the outside surface, it looks similar when the sexual desire is aroused and evoked. But over here, it's Kedusha. And people get confused about that. The Maral strongly speaks against this mistake and rejects it. There's nothing negative at all about physical marital sexual intimacy. In Chedushei Agadis above Metziyat Apeidal and Amabeis, he says as follows: Many Chachamim say ki zecherpas adam abashtei klimasei chiber ish v'ishtei, that it is a disgrace, an embarrassment, a degradation, this union between a man and a woman. Atcha amru baskama muchlat, as they say for sure, chush hamishus cherpahu lanu, that they say that the sense of touch, which includes sexual desire, is a disgrace for us. Now, the Rambam brings this in Mor Nevuchim. We don't paskin like that. Almost all Rishonim disagree with that. And it's not brought down in the Mishneh Torah, so it seems that that's not a psak either. And he said in the Mor Nevuchim, for whatever reason, to probably not to hyper-focus on it or use it as an end in and of itself. But it's not a cherpa. The wise reject this understanding. It is not. Lo yisbol davaze adas. It cannot be. How can it be? Ki haya yisoid koil, the foundation of the world, ashukiyam ha'olam, which the world exists, shuperi of arivia, which is reproduction, having children, yeniv nal dovah g'nai v'cherpa, could that be built on something that is disgraceful or disgusting? Can't be. Why? Because kasha yisoid ha'ruah, if the foundation is bad, if it's all based on sexual desire, which is evil, if you're going to say it's bad, then call it Shanivna Lovu Neifel, then the whole binyan falls apart. V'roi l'harchik is das there. You have to remove this das. Ki ein v'chiber ish im ishtoi shum davar ra klal. There is no evil whatsoever in the union between a man and his wife. I'm going to say it again. Ki ein v'chiber ish im ishtoi shum davar ra klal. There's nothing evil at all in the union between a husband and a wife. That is Das Taira. It says V'lo Yisbay Shashu. They were not embarrassed. It's not a Gnai. And if there was a Gnai, why would they be embarrassed? And then he explains that the Gnai is not mitzad the intrinsic, normal, healthy, physical, sexual desire and sexual union. That's what changed after the Chetz Adas, as he's going to explain. What changed is now the Yetzer came into the person to desire that sexual pleasure with the ability to have it in and of itself, to pursue it as a focus, as the main focus. That's Ganai. That's a clay Yetzer. So before the Yetzer, the Maral explains, look at it inside. When he turned to his physical desire, his sexual desire, his yetzer hara, in order to be with his wife, ein b'zeshem ganai, there was nothing negative about it. But rak, after the chetz adas, kasha nichnas hayetzev and islabish b'tayva charmis, it came in the form of an unhealthy physical desire. Again, that ability to just focus on that and not the person and not the goal, azu ganaya b'zayim mitzad ha-tayva. Then it becomes a disgrace because of the taiva. But the koydim lachain, it was like any other action. It was like any other action. Any other action doesn't mean it was robotic. People make that mistake. It wasn't like it was like you're a robot. It was like a machine and you had no feelings or no sexual pull. There was. It's clear like day from the morale of what he's saying. Before the Chet Eitz Hadas, there was something called very healthy sexual desire that when Adam felt it, it was aroused in him, a feeling of love, that the Adad Cheshek, even before the Chetetz Adas. And there's no Ganai in that. After the Chetetz Adas, it came in him to a certain degree of excess, of unhealthiness, where now, oh, it becomes an end in of itself sometimes, and a selfishness there, and a self-centeredness there, and a physicality for physicality's sake, that is when it became unhealthy. Bracha v'atzlacha.